Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to this 93rd episode of the Nata PR School podcast. Almost 100. Incredible. In this episode, public relations for credibility. What goes through your mind when an advertising campaign grabs your attention? Are you like me? You're probably wondering if they're trying to sandbag you with crazy slogans. Something like, buy now and save. Buy now and save big, right? Well, or this one, we'll pay the tax for you. Or buy our product now and get this for free. Maybe the this is something you don't even need. Buy our product now and get this thing that you don't need for free. How does spending money, as they claim, help us save money? Isn't that crazy? But that's something as old as probably publicity, buy now and save. And in advertising products, especially when something catches my attention, if I'm not familiar with this product or the service they're selling, I'm always wondering why I haven't read anything about it. And I have doubts, of course, if I don't know it and I haven't heard anything or read about it, or if someone I know told me about it, right? If I haven't read something about how good and how relevant it is, I might have my doubts. So you see where I'm going with this. Of course, public relations plays a key role here when it's time to talk about something new, introduce a new car, for example, a new boat, especially if it's something very expensive you're about to buy. And let's say this car that you don't know, it's capturing your attention. And or if it's a new piece of furniture and you have never read about it or you've never seen it anywhere. Then what are you going to do? You will probably do those four things. The first one is you're going to do some Google search, right? And then you're going to be reading about articles written by experts, often journalists, of course, reporters in the industry, cars. Also, you're looking to buy something, a boat or anything, even beauty. You want to read about someone who tried these products. Then you, maybe like me, you're going to scan those lists with comments from customers, from clients. Think about TripAdvisor. It's a perfect example. If you want to rent through TripAdvisor or book a room in an hotel, you're going to be reading the comments about those who have stayed in this hotel before you, right? Previously. So this is very valuable. Airbnb is also very powerful for that. So you have comments from people who have stayed in the apartment that you are looking for. And the fourth thing, I if it's a car, if it's a beauty product, I always look to see if they have received any awards. Because or public awards are also, if it's a a consumer award. So that means many people did try those products. I don't know if you know about the L Beauty awards. The prizes are given by their readers. It's very interesting. I love these awards because then it means that customers, readers, clients just like you and I have tried this new mascara, and among the 20 different mascaras they tested, they've chosen a special one. So I really like to, I buy a lot of those products when I see that they have received awards. That's a perfect example. And I like to talk also about one of our students at the Nata PR School, Antoine Bolduc, because he did the whole program and he saw his credibility really skyrocket after a TV interview, one simple TV interview. And this is what he says. I gained some traction in the outdoor category. Not that is, my approach wasn't serious to begin with. Of course, he's a very serious young man, is a trained accountant. So anything he does is really based on very researchers, is very serious in what he does. And that's what he says. So he gained like crazy notoriety just by being interviewed by a journalist that gave him the time to talk about his new companies. And he says that changed everything in a good way, obviously, because then he became credible. Isn't that interesting? And by the way, if you're interested to finding out more about Antoine's experience at the Nana PR School, you can also listen to episode 86. And I interview him and he really talks about what he studied with us and how he gained and how beneficial it was for him. So it's a fun episode. And as you can imagine, Antoine, trained accountant, is a very good student, of course. But remember this, though. Advertising is never a replacement for public relations. Never. And only public relations will boost your reputation, will present you as an expert, and will help you be recognized as such by the public or your target customers, your clients, the clients you want to reach. Of course, scientists or let's say researchers who are really expert in their field, they don't all need public relations to have this credibility among their peers. But what we're talking about here is very different. It's you use PR because you want to get known and you want to raise your profile and ultimately sell more products. So, of course, not everybody needs to use PR, but in this case, it's interesting, especially if you have something to sell and you have a business. I often talk about Tesla because it's such a huge example, such a big company now. It's perfect to really explain what I'm talking about here, and because it's so big and so successful, so you understand why public relations can be amazing to raise your credibility. If you think about Elon Musk, you know, he's been using public relations for his credibility almost on a daily basis now. All this to say that if you look at what is Tesla has been doing, they have their own recipe of success. And nothing's stopping you from using the same formula as Elon Musk on a smaller scale, of course, without being a troublemaker, of course. You don't have to be like him. So what are the four things you could do if you want to follow Elon Musk's recipe? First of all, pick the topics you have something to say about that are related to the products you're selling. Let's say you have an eating system, hair conditioning system. Maybe you have great tips to reduce inflation, help your clients reduce their eating bill or electricity bill, for example. Then, second thing you do, you find the journalists who are interested and who are writing about that topic now. They're writing about inflation, so they're looking for different topics on that. Number three, come up with a short press release. That's not difficult to do, my friends. So if you follow the Nana PR School training, we explain you and give you so many examples. So you write a press release. That's number three, featuring the five methods you've identified to really reduce your eating bill by so-and-so. You know, what are the top way to reduce your eating bill by your company? And then the fourth thing you do is you send your press release to these target media. Not difficult. Huh? Pick some topics, find the journalists who are interested in and are writing about the topics you propose, come up with a short press release, send your press release to them. Voila. There are celebrities and recognized experts in other, let's say, fields of life and in every country, of course. And it doesn't matter if the target market is big or small. It's the same thing you're going to do. It doesn't have to be something huge and big. Like, you don't need to have lists of thousands and thousands of media contact. No, let's say you are a local distillery and you are making the best gin in the world, or in your locality, it's a, let's say, an artisanal product. So you want to have the local media talk about your local spirits that you are making, right? Before going after that, you can create, like, start locally, become a local brand that's known from local people, your customers, before going and to the world at large. Because if your products are not sold out there, you don't need to be known outside of your city, maybe even very quickly, right? Here in this case, the local media can create a buzz, which then you can use to go to the next step, which could be the national. If you, I don't know, you're in a state or you're in a city, and then you go to the state level, and then you get, and you go to national, the country level, for example. And there's no point in chasing fame still at all costs, because it's always weird when people want to become famous. It's a weird reason to attract the attention. But you have to get relevant, and you have to send very interesting information to journalists at the right time. This is what I'm talking about, inflation. I was talking to a journalist today, and this is another example. I was talking about a new building project, a new client that we have at the agency. And she said, oh, that's very interesting, but this is not what I'm writing about right now. She's a business journalist. She said, I'm writing about packaging. And we started talking because it's really difficult to find packaging that are easy degradable, I guess, like compostable in French. That's something that you can really use, and that's going to be that's going to be disintegrated in a short period of time. And I have a client, another client. So I was talking to her about this project, a new building, and then I ended up talking about packaging with her. So you need to know what they're looking for, and sometimes you can see and read. It's so easy today. You can go on Google and find out what they're looking for and what they're writing about, really. And of course, this is where a public relations agency like ours, like Nata PR, can really help you develop a media strategy that's smart, meaningful, and effective. But if you want to explore public relations on your own, let's say you're a solopreneur and you don't have the budget to hire a PR agency, you can register, get on our list and do our program. They are accessible, and I'm there to help you through all the steps. And you will learn and understand PR so much better, because it's an amazing tool and you can do it. I know many of my students are using it on their own now. I taught them, like I'm teaching my employees, really. So voilà. So I hope you've enjoyed this little PR break, as I'd like to say. So today we're talking in this episode about public relations, how to use it for your credibility, because nothing, publicity will never do that. Publicity will never create your credibility. It's through public relations that you can do that. So hopefully you've enjoyed this episode and that you will be joining me next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nata PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nata@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.